No. Rabotai, Parshas Emor. This week's Parsha is Parshas Emor. Parshatenu is Parshas Emor. Vayemer Hashem al Moshe Emor el Akoyanim b'nei Aroin v'yamarta aleihem l'nefesh lo yitame be'amov. So Rashi is midayek and the double lashon, the kfelut of Emor v'amarta. It's Kefel. Why do you have to say Emor v'amarta? Says Rashi, Lahazir akdoilim alaktanim. Lahazir akdoilim alaktanim means you have the older ones, so they are responsible for the younger ones. Lahazir akdoilim alaktanim. However, perhaps we can suggest, doesn't necessarily mean older and younger. What does it mean to someone who is a gadol hador? It means he's the oldest man in the generation. What's it mean, gadol? What's the Taich Gadol, Rabbi Yisai? And the Gadol Hadar is... Right. So listen. This is what it says in the Pasuk. By Moshe Rabbeinu, Katuv Vayigdal Ha'ish. Moshe Rabbeinu became big. Vayetze El Ochiv. And he went out to his brothers. Now, Rabbi Yisai. Moshe Rabbeinu was a very active person. And yet the Torah only tells us certain stories about Moshe. Let's go through all of the stories about Moshe. These, perhaps, are the making of a Gadol. There was a book written, Lo Mizman, it was put in Cherem. It's called The Making of a Gadol. I'm going to tell you about the way that the Torah writes, records the making of a Gadol. Vayigdal Ha'ish. What does it mean, a gadol? Moshe Rabbeinu walks out of the palace and he sees each Mitzri makeh ish ivri. He's hitting him more than the norm. Something happened between the two of them. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets involved. Now, most people would say it's none of your business. Okay? It's my life. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets involved at his own personal risk. Because the next day, Moshe sees a Yid fighting with a Yid, and it's none of your business. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets involved. And then he's on the run. He's on a fugitive because now the king wants his life. And Moshe goes to Midian, and you think he learned his lesson. And there he is in Midian, and there's a bunch of people starting up with a young lady, and Moshe Rabbeinu gets involved. And you don't even live here, for goodness sakes. This is none of your business. And the answer is, it is my business. Because a big person cares about other people and gets involved. And when there's something that goes against his principles, he stands up for what he believes in. And that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayigdol ha'ish. You're big? You're big, that means you get involved. And the Gadol Hadar is involved in the entire generation. Everything. He's the Gadol of the generation. He takes responsibility for everything that happens. And there's nothing that happens that he says, it's not my business. I'd like to tell you a sipur. The sipur madhim, about Reb Shach. I heard this story from Reb Shach's son. Now, just a little background. Reb Shach's son was Mizrahi, was Kippah Sruga. He was a professor in a college. Him and Reb Shach didn't see eye to eye so much. My father said to me, as long as you're Maimin and Hashem, we'll be Beseder. In other words, we're not on the same page. You believe in Hashem, we have enough common ground. But there was clearly friction. Reb Shach's son told the following story on his father's first yahrzeit. I heard it myself. There were many yeshivas in Bnei Brak as there are today. Reb Shach was a yeshiva Panovich, but he was also the Gadol Hador. One of the Rosh Yeshivas called up Reb Shach after night Seder and said, Rosh Yeshiva, I have a Talmud who's going through struggles. I would like to know if the Rosh Yeshiva could possibly meet him for a few minutes and talk to him. Reb Shach said, certainly. Tell him to come over to my house. He comes over to Reb Shach's hut, I don't know if you call it a house. And Pshach had his closet was in his front door. You walk in the front door, and there were all his clothing. You had to walk past his closet, open. In other words, it was just a bar with clothing. That's the way Reb Shach lived. Kitzer comes in the house. It's already gets in at 11 o'clock. He's talking to him for around an hour, and Reb Shach decides this person needs to see a professional. So he calls up a professional in Yerushalayim that he knows, and he says to him, "There's a bocha here, and I feel that he needs to have professional counseling." So the person said, "Of course, tell him to call my office. I'm happy to see him." Shach said, "No, I want you to see him tonight." He said, "Tonight? You're first calling me. It's 12 o'clock at night. Till the bacha gets himself together, till he gets to my house, it's going to be 1 o'clock in the morning. Till he leaves, it's going to be 2 o'clock in the morning. He leaves at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to have to take care. I can't. I'll come tomorrow." He said, No. He has to come tonight." So Shach said, "If I would send someone with the bacha to stay with him till he finishes the meeting and take him home, then he's not your achrayis. You'll meet with him?" "Done, I'll meet with him." The bacha comes, he gets there. He's there till 3 o'clock in the morning. Finishes his meeting, he leaves. The next day, the doctor goes to shul in the morning, and his neighbor says to him, "Why was Reb Shach walking around in our hallway at 2 o'clock in the morning, drank? What was he doing?" Reb Shach went to Yerushalayim with a bacha he never met before in his life. He went to Yerushalayim. He waited for him to finish. He never met him before in his life. And he took him back to Bnei Brak. Said Reb Shach's son, he said, on his father's first year, he said, "Tate, you didn't have nachas for me." He said, "But you treated every yeshiva bacher like he was your own son. You should have nachas from all your children." But that's a Gadol Hador. Cares about everybody. So Rabbeisai, we have to care. Lahazir gdoilim alaktanim means, doesn't mean the older ones and the younger ones. We could have in our midst gdoilim that are younger, youngest, but they care. And when you care about something, you can't keep quiet. Das is Rashi's pshat. But Rabbeisai, now we have to get into Shvili Pinchas. Because here's a whole different pshat in Rashi, in what state though. What's the kefel? Emor v'amarta, two times. Brings the Medrash. And the Medrash Rabbah says, Ha'elyoinim she'ein yetzahara matzli behem. The elevated ones that don't have such a yetzahara is not found by them. Amir achas da'yalehem. One amir is genuk, one amir is enough. Maspik. Aval atachtoinim she'eish lem yetzahara. Halevai she'shtei amiras yamdu. Halevai too should be enough. Elyoinim, one's enough. Tachtoinim, halavai, that two should be enough. So what's going on over here? What's the two amiras? You say it once, doesn't work. You say it again, how is that going to work? And even twice, doesn't seem its confidence going to work. Ulevai, halavai, two should work. Maybe you should need more. What's this? What's pshat in this riddle? Okay. So we'll start with a medrash that's right near this medrash. Says the following thing. Emer alakoyinim adu odu chsiv. It says Emer alakoyinim. This is what it means. Yiras Hashem tohoyro oimed es load. Yiras Hashem tohoyro. What is Emer alakoyinim? Yiras Hashem tohoyro. Omer Rav Levi miyira shenisyare Aaron lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Aaron had extra dose of Yiras Shamayim. Zocha v'nit lo parsha zu. Which this parsha? Parshas Hames. Lenefesh lo yitame. Aaron had extra Yiras Shamayim. Lenefesh lo yitame. What shaykhis? What does that mean? So we're going to explain it as follows with a beautiful, beautiful pshat based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Reb Shem ben Lakish. Lo oilam yargiz odom yetzer tov al yetzer hara. A person has to get his yetzer tov worked up. Your yetzer hara is all fired up. You got to fire up your yetzer tov. How do you do that? Shenema rigzu ve'al techto. Rigzu, roiges, it's like get angry. Get in a huff. How do you do that? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yasoik patoira. Rigzu ve'al techto. Imru bilavavchem. Imru bilavavchem means speak and learning. Yasoik patoira. It's one etza. If it doesn't work, yikra kriyishma. then a person should lay in Kriya Shema. It says in the pasuk, Rigzu v'al techto imu levavchem al mishkavchem. Mishkavchem is when you're lying down, Kriya Shema l'amita. If that doesn't work, Yazkir yoy mamisa. Then you should remind yourself of the day of death. Like it says in the pasuk, V'domusela. V'domusela is you'll be silence for eternity. It's when someone dies. That's what the pasuk. Rigzu, v'al techto. Get yourself worked up. You won't sin. Imu v'lvavchem, talk and learning. V'al mishkavchem, or say Kriya Shema. V'domusela, and if all that doesn't work, remind yourself of Yom HaMisa. And Yom HaMisa, remind yourself of that, you're not going to sin. The person's going to die. He's going to go to Beis Din, all that stuff. The Shaila, the Mefarshim ask you, so why don't you just go straight to Yom HaMisa? Why do you have to like go? Try Torah. Torah doesn't work. Try Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema doesn't work. Go to Yom HaMisa. Go straight to the Yom HaMisa. Knockout. Comes the din aver and he says the following reason. He says, Yom HaMisa is a dangerous thing to play with. Because a person starts reminding himself he's going to die, he can get into what's called atzvus. Atzvus is depression. Yom HaMisa is depressing. It's much better to try to work with things that are like smechim, like Kuri Hashem is Yishar Mesamcheleiv. Torah is Mesameach. We want people to be happy. Happy is always a better form of Avodas Hashem. If we have at all, if we are lost, we have nothing left. We tried Torah. We tried Kriya Shema L'Amita. And now it's not going to work. So you have to tell someone, listen, buddy, you're going to die. And that might be depressing for him, but it's better to be depressed than to do Averis. That's what the Dinever says. So, we got three choices. Remember, that's important. Three options. Torah, Kriya Shema, and Yom HaMisa. The first two are good. The third one is just, it's a last ditch option, last ditch effort. It's something that we really don't want to have to come onto. And he says the Dinever, that's the pshat in the pasuk that Yitzchak Avinu says, V'yomer hinei nezakanti, lo yadati yoy moisi. Yitzchak said about himself, I already got old, and I don't know the day of my death. What does that mean? He says the Dinever, he never had to mention, talk about death, because death is going to depress. He doesn't want to be depressed. So he said, I've gotten to an old age without ever even mentioning the thing to myself about the fact to overcome my Yitzhahara that I have to do that. Now, says, perhaps that's the pshat in the idea of a keshes. A keshes comes out when there's a mabul. Now a mabul is scary. People die in a mabul. It happened yesterday. People die in a mabul. So a keshes is a rainbow. And the rainbow is to tell us, if you just be careful about Kriyas, Shema, and Torah. Rosh Tevos, Keshas. Kriyas, Shema, Torah. You don't need Yom HaMisa. Mabul is dangerous, scary, depressing. To avoid Mabul, just focus on Keshas. Kriyas, Shema, and Torah. So now, perhaps this is the pshat in what's going on in this week's parasha. Comes along the pasuk. It says, Emor v'amarta. Two things, two amiras. Emor v'amarta. And says the Medrash, for the Elyonim that don't have Yetzahara, one amir is enough. Tachtoinim ulevai, two amiras should be enough. Halavai two should work. What does it mean, halavai two? Kriya Shema and Torah. Halavai that should work. If not, we're going to need Yom HaMisa. Now, Aaron HaKohen, the pasuk says, "Lenefesh lo yitama." Aaron HaKohen doesn't have to go to levayas. Aaron HaKohen doesn't have to be busy with mason. He stays away from misa. Why? Says the Medrash, because Aaron had yiras shemayim. Yiras shemayim tahira imedes laad. He had an extra dose of yiras shemayim. Therefore, Kohenim have a special gene. There's a Kohen gene. I don't know if you ever heard about it. In science, they found the Kohen gene that you can actually see in their DNA. In the Kohen gene is an extra dose of yiras shemayim. Therefore, lenefesh lo yitama. You don't have to be busy with misa. Kohenim are guaranteed that they have enough equipment to deal with if they just use these two amiras, emor ve'amarta. The rest of us, so we might have to come out to Yom HaMisa, we hope not. Those are the three things we use. Torah helps a person overcome his Yetzer Hara. If not, Kriya Shema Al Amita before he goes to sleep. And if all else fails, then Yazkir Yom HaMisa should remind himself that there's an end to this game. And at the end, a person has to give an accounting and a reckoning for everything he's done. Everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos.